are satisfactory.
Manera de hacerlo ahora.
Well, I think I would rather speak briefly now, because in fact, all I wish to do is react to the very interesting comments made by the delegations of the United States and France. I think this really feeds into the interactive debate, which I hope continues throughout the week. Cuba entirely shares the view that within existing norms, there is a responsibility of states for actions of non-governmental companies. But the problem is that it's not such a simple matter in international law. For example, there are known cases in the United States and Canada with cross-border damages and one state asking the other for responsibility and the other simply responding objectively and just paying the damages. There are also other cases where the state causing the events or the damage simply calls for due diligence. So I think it would be interesting at some point to debate the scope that we're all giving to Article 6 as far as Cuba is concerned, that it's objective responsibility. As soon as there is damage, then there is responsibility of the launching state or the state within whose jurisdiction is housed the private company or whoever. If everyone believes this is the case, then I don't think we even need to discuss these third-party actors, because states are objectively responsible without due diligence. As soon as there is damage caused, then this triggers responsibility in international law. If that is indeed the case, then we're entirely happy for a final outcome document of this working group to put it down in writing as such, and it'll be that for the future. We think that that would be significant progress that we could all agree to. And then I will conclude on a final point, but I think it'd be useful to discuss this during the coming week. When we speak of peaceful activities, well, obviously, we're not talking about prohibiting all activities that the military are involved in. Military can be involved, for example, in rescue missions involving civilians. But I'd like to hear an explanation about how placing a weapon in space can be considered compliant with peaceful use of outer space. In other words, to place a weapon, because that's implicit, a weapon that's being placed there to be used, otherwise it serves no purpose. So if a weapon is placed in space, in the light of peaceful use, how does that fit in? And I think it's very interesting to consider this break in international law. The Security Council, how does it consider this breaking of international peace and security? How does space fit into all of that? I remember a very interesting discussion within the UN where it used to be said that climate change was a threat to peace and security. So on land, for example, we say that there are some activities that are a threat to peace. And yet, placing a weapon in space can simply be a peaceful activity or can comply with peaceful use by states. So I